Okay, good morning. Welcome back to the Sfas Emes weekly shiur here at Adas Torah. This week's shiur is not sponsored. Our month's learning is Baruch Hashem sponsored still by my nephew, and we appreciate his sponsorship. Just to reinforce, this is the second week in a row that we don't have a sponsorship. You know I get paid by the week for these shiurim, so I've gone 2 weeks without a paycheck. So we do need to step that up. About 10,000. 10,000 per shiur. We do have open opportunities for sponsorship here, and I'll just raise the point that we also, if you want to talk to me or you want to talk to Evan Silver about sponsorships in general, there are bigger naming rights that you could have. For example, naming rights to any child born to a Kollel member over the next fiscal year is still available. That's a good one. Or paying my exterminator monthly is still available. So there are opportunities, and if you're listening online, you're allowed to send money also. We'll take money basically from anyone. So we'll take sponsorships as we go forward. Okay, source number one, you have a Sfas Emes. This week there were so many Sfas Emeses in Parshas Vayera. It's the hardest part of preparing the shiur is choosing which ones. Really an incredible Parsha full of amazing things. So the first Sfas Emes I want to talk about is a big Yesod that comes up in a lot of Sfarim, but the Sfas Emes spells it out very nicely here in source number one, Parshas Vayera, Taf Resh Mem Beis. The Sfas Emes quotes a Medrash which talks about the Akedah, and describes the Akedah, the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Nasat le'erecha, nes lehis noses. You gave your the ones who fear you, the ones who are in awe of you, nes lehis noses. So there's ways to interpret that in terms of places to run away, places to have salvation, but the way the Medrash interprets it is nes lehis noses. Again, it's a double entendre, which is what the word nisayon means in the first place, but it's nes as a miracle and also nes as a nisayon. So it's a nisayon and a nes, lehis noses. What does lehis noses mean? So it's an unclear word, but you'll see as we go on this Sfas Emes what he understands it to mean, and he says it explicitly in a different year that I didn't quote for you here. What he seems to assume the word lehis noses means is that it's a nes that will last eternally. It's a nes that will, or a nisayon, that will last eternally, that will reverberate for all of history. Nes, lehis noses, an eternal, recurring, consistent, and constant nes. Okay, so what does the Sfas Emes say this means? Dechmoshi diyesh asarema amaros. The same way that the world was created with 10 ma'amaros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, Hashem spoke, as it were, 10 ma'amaros, 10 sayings, and through that, mizen nivru kol habaruim, ayde harbe minis pashtas, those 10 sayings, whatever they mean, kind of spread and evolved, not in the way that it says in the textbooks, but evolved to create the world and everything that came from the world. That's the way the world was created. Kein asar nisyonos nisnasa Avram Avinu alav hashalom. So too, the 10 tests with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried Avram Avinu to test his faith, mizen nispashe kol hakochos ba'avodas b'nei Yisrael. Through those 10 nisyonos, through those 10 tests that Avram Avinu had to go through, that's where we draw all of our kochos, all of our potential, all of our abilities in Avodas Hashem, through those nisyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram and that he passed with flying colors. Ligbor kol echad al hateva kifi erko. Each of the nisyonos and every nisayon, every test that a person faces, is just a chance to step above and beyond themselves. Our teva, our nature is to do such and such, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges us to look past our nature, past our teva, and do the supernatural, go above and beyond, extend ourselves, and try to do better. Avram Avinu did that 10 times. And through the 10 times that Avram Avinu did that, much like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, as it were, through 10 ma'amaros, through 10 sayings, through 10 utterances, so too, we're able to extend ourselves, to go above and beyond, to pass our own tests, because Avram Avinu passed his 10 nisyonos. Vizehu lehisnoses, says the Sfas Emes. That's what lehisnoses means. What does it mean it's a nisayon that's going to last forever? What do you mean that it's going to be eternal? What do you mean it's going to be reverberating throughout history? Zehu lehisnoses, lachein hayatzarech lezeh koch gadol shayachan al-chol doro, says the Sfas Emes. That's what it means it's going to be eternal and last forever. Because through Avram Avinu passing these nisyonos, says the Medrash, which the Sfas Emes is explaining, through him passing these nisyonos, we're going to all be able to overcome our nisyonos. All of us are going to be able to pass our challenges, to extend ourselves, to go above and beyond for all generations. It's a nes, lehisnoses, forever and ever. That's going to last for all eternity, lechol adoros. And that's why this nisayon was so important. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram, na amod li b'nisayon zeh. Please, Avram, he begs Avram Avinu, please pass this test. Why? Let him fail. So what if he fails? It's up to him to pass or fail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, no, everything depends on this. The whole rest of history depends on this. If you pass this test, then the Klal Yisrael are going to have these kochos for all eternity. You must pass this test. It's necessary. That's why it needed such a serious preparation, and it was such a lofty, important goal of Avram Avinu. Says the Sfas Emes, beautiful. Lachain, third to fourth to last line in the bold. Lachain kasav. That's why it says in the pasuk, achakach, ati adati kiyara lekemata. Now I know that you, Avram Avinu, Ara Yarokim, Umakshin, everyone asks, Vahalo Yishem Yisbarach HaKol Gali Lefanav, what do you mean, Ata Yadati? Now, after the Akedah, I know, it says in our Parsha, now, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know, after the Akedah, that you really are a Yari Shemaim. What, Hashem didn't know that Avraham was a Yari Shemaim beforehand? He only learned something new now? Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything in advance. He has Yediyah on everything. So what does it mean, now I know, and I didn't know yesterday? What does that mean? Achena tshuva, ki lo shayich lashm Yediyas HaBore Yisbarach, ad ki nigmar hadavar ad sof ka aldoros. Sfas Emes explains that the word Yediyah, knowledge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not like us, where we know something today, we forget it tomorrow, we remember something the next day. Hashem, when He knows something, that knowledge makes it exist for eternity. Or because it exists for eternity, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, knows it. That's His Yediyah. Yediyah, for Hashem, means an everlasting Yediyah. Until Avraham Avinu passed this test, it was all potential, it was all koach. Avraham Avinu certainly had the koach of Yari Shemayim. He feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart and in his mind. That's all true. But only once he passed the tests and displayed his Yiras Shemayim actively and actually put that force into the world, and now it was a naseless noses. Now it was something that was going to last forever, eternally, that Klal Yisrael would always be able to tap into those kochos. Now, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Yadati, now it's a Yediyah. Now it's a fact that's everlasting, that's eternal, that's going to be in perpetuity. Now that I know it like that, Ata Yadati, now it's a Yediyah Berura Gemura, Ad Sofa Olam Kulo, Ata Yadati Ki Yara Lekim Ata. Now I know you really are a Yara Lekim that will last forever, and that legacy will be implanted into the Briya and will last forever in the Klal Yisrael. In the next source you have, in the Sfas Emes and Tafresh Lama Dalid, the pasuk describes the shechting knife, the knife that Avraham Avinu was going to use to shech his son Yitzchak, as a ma'acheles. So what does it mean, a ma'acheles? I mean, so it makes food. That's probably the most obvious kind of etymologically why it's called a ma'acheles. But Chazal says something deeper. The Sfas Emes quotes ha'ma'acheles darshu Chazal. They explain, they understood this word to mean she b'nei Yisrael ochin matan schara, that Klal Yisrael for all eternity are going to eat the reward, they're going to consume, they're going to benefit from the reward of this knife. Meaning this test that Avraham Avinu is passing right now, it's a ma'acheles for all of generations. Klal Yisrael are going to benefit from passing that test. Why? How are we going to benefit? So of course, there's some schar that we literally benefit from, but the Sfas Emes explains a little bit more in the last line, ki bevadei koach ha'avos, haya aldeis shekol shorish b'nei Yisrael ha'yibesochem, v'akol b'mishpat emes. Says the Sfas Emes that we're going to benefit, that what Avraham Avinu did in his lifetime, his neshama included all of our neshamas. And so anything he did in his lifetime, think of Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, think of all of the cases that we think of. So everything Avraham Avinu did in his lifetime is going to ultimately impact us down the line. Because what he did is what implanted within our nature, within our teva, to be able to follow suit. Just like we said a second ago, it's a naseless noses. So when Avraham Avinu passed this test, when he took the knife and held it to Yitzhak's neck, so he was instilling that midah into all of his generations afterwards, it's a ma'acheles. It's something which we're going to eat the peros, we're going to consume the schar of that action for all generations, because we're going to now imbibe that midah for all eternity. The Mishnah, Meseches Avos, you have it in the indented part of source number one here, says that we just quoted before, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos. And this is right after, again, Asara Ma'amaros Nivra Olam. So the Chaim V'lajner in the Ruach Chaim, which is his commentary on Perkei Avos, Nefesh Chaim was his sort of his magnum opus on all of Machshava, really particular parts of Machshava, but it was really anti-Chassidus Sefer. But in Ruach Chaim, it's really a lot of the same Divrei Torah, just in the context of Perkei Avos, a beautiful sefer. So in Ruach Chaim, he comments on this mission. He says, why over here does the Mishnah refer to Avram as Avram Avinu? In a previous mission in Perkei Avos, we mentioned the fact that there were Asara Doros just recently in the same parak. Asara Doros may Noach ad Avram. So the Mishnah doesn't say ad Avram Avinu. It says there were 10 Doros, 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Why all of a sudden here we're saying Avram Avinu? So the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim V'lajner, says something very unique in this Mishnah. In this Mishnah, Avram features as our forefather, as our father. He's someone who gave us our genetics. How so? So he says exactly what the Sfas Emes just told us, the same Yisod. The same things that Avraham Avinu had to work so hard on, that there were challenges for him, that he had to mamish be moser nefesh, crazy, terrible nisyonos that we wouldn't want for ourselves, to push himself, to try to succeed, to shecht his son, to the famine in Eretz Yisrael, to go to Eretz Yisrael in the first place. All the nisyonos that he overcame, that he extended himself, and he went above and beyond and passed those tests, we were yoresh. We inherited those midos. The same thing that took Avraham Avinu, all of his kochos and all of his energy and all of his effort, we get it. We come by it easily. The Rav Chaim V'lajner says this, but you also, if you look in Tanya, and I don't remember if it's the 18th, 19th parak, that area, so they both talk about this, that you see in history, you find this throughout history, you look for stories in the war, you'll find this for sure, There were so many people, tzaddikim for sure, talmid chacham, who gave up their lives, their emotional nefesh al kiddush Hashem. For sure tzaddikim do that. But you find so many stories of very simple pashita amaratim, people who didn't know anything, people who weren't even necessarily frum, weren't shomer Shabbos, weren't shomer Torah mitzvos. When a Nazi held a gun to their head, and or when an Oved Avodah Zarah held a gun to their head and said, do Avodah Zarah, they gave up their lives as Jews. Where does that come from? Someone who doesn't keep Shabbos and he's moser nefesh to be a Jew? What does that mean? You find this all the time. People identify so strongly as a Jew without actually keeping the manusha of the halacha, but they would give up their life for that Judaism. Where does that come from? So the Nefesh Chaim and the Tanya say the same thing. It comes from Avraham Avinu. It's not something they worked on. It's not something they learned in a sefer. They never learned a sefer in their life. There's what the Tanya calls an ahava misuteres, a hidden love that's in every person that the Tanya says is a Yerusha me'avos. It's an inheritance from our forefathers. That's why the Nefesh Chaim says, that's why in our Mishnah, Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Avinu. Because he's our father. He passed these midos, these traits along to us. We benefited. We were ochel scharo of his nisyonos because we got it through inheritance. It was it's hereditary, all of these midos, through Avraham Avinu. Lastly, the Gemara in Gittin has a very sad story, a famous story. You have it at the bottom of the indent over here. Gittin and Zayin Abayz. The Gemara tells of an Isha v'shiva baneha. There was a certain Kesar who was trying to get the Jews to Shemad. So there was a certain lady who had seven sons. And she came, she was brought before this general. And he basically, one by one, he told each of the sons to bow down to Avodah Zarah, to do different forms of Avodah Zarah, and each son refused and quoted a pasuk, I won't do that because it's usher to do Avodah Zarah. Seven sons. And they got killed each time. So the Gemara goes through each son, what the Roman told him to do, and what he responded, and how he gave up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, in each case. By the seventh son, the Gemara says in the bold in the bottom line here, Amra lo, she, the mother, said, first, Yahavuni Halevi Nashke Purta. The mother asked, can you just, you know, bring the son to me and let me just kiss him one last time. Amra lo, she said to the son, Banai, in the plural, and at least in this case, so Banai. Lichu, you're about to go to Shemayim. You're about to be killed, die al Kiddush Hashem. Lichu, v'imru la'avram avinu, la'avram avichem. Say to Avram, your father, ata akarta mizbeach echad. You made one mizbeach for Yitzchak, your son. V'ani akarti shiva mizbeachos. I made seven mizbeachos. Now, at first glance, this Gemara is very strange. Is she bragging? She's saying, go to Avraham Avinu and say, oh, you think you're so great, you had one Akedah? I actually gave up seven of my children. So what's she trying to tell Avraham Avinu? So the Satmar Rav in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, I heard this once from Moi Rabbi Rav Tversky Shlita, he says a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says, no, she's not bragging. She's not trying to tell Avraham Avinu that I'm better than you. She's saying to Avraham Avinu, thank you. Because of your one sacrifice, because of one Akedah that you tried to perform with Yitzchak, I was able to give my seven children Al Kiddush Hashem. You were okay. You made one Akedah of Yitzchak Avinu. And because of that, Ani Akarti Shiva Mizbechos, I made seven Mizbechos of Kiddush Hashem. How much Kiddush Hashem was brought into this world? Because of you, Avram Avinu. And that's again the same Yisod, the same idea we're seeing in the Sfas Emes, in the Baal Tanya, in the Nefesh HaChaim, in this Gemara in Gittin, that Avram Avinu's Nisyonos were not just Nisyonos for him. Nefesh HaChaim says not just about Mesiris Nefesh. He says every time a person goes to Eretz Yisrael and feels like, I need to live here. How am I going home right now? Every time a person feels that pang of sadness when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, or when he feels a desire to move to Eretz Yisrael, he says every person who has that feeling, it's because Avram Avinu was commanded in Lech Lecha and passed that test. Every midah that we have in these 10 Nisyonos come from the Nisyonos themselves. And that's what we're learning, is that your sacrifice, Avraham Avinu, is what gave us the ability to sacrifice in our lives and gave us the ability to grow in these ways in our lives. And it's an amazing, amazing idea to think about how we tap into our avos. But a person should also think about going forward down the line, because we are avos to other people in our lives as well. Whether it's biological children or not, we are fathering the next generation. We are parenting the next generation. And we are giving, we're being morish, certain midos and certain ways that we act, people are going to learn from. And in a very, you know, skulati way, the way we're learning over here, people will actually be yoresh. They'll actually inherit the midos that we do. So if we pass our challenges, realize those challenges that we pass are not just for us, but they're for the next generation, for the people around us, and for the people who are learning from us, and the people who are going to just naturally inherit those traits from us as we gain them in our lifetime. If you skip to source number 3, so that's on the second page towards the bottom, so the Sfas Emes has a beautiful discussion, just moving on from the Akedah to a different topic, v'inyon shmo shel Yitzchak al shem Schok. That Yitzchak, we know, was referred to as Yitzchak, was called Yitzchak. He was named Yitzchak, not because some donor named him that. That is on the table. I don't know if I mentioned that before. But because his name comes from the shoresh of tzchok, of laughter. Okay, we know there was a few instances of laughter associated with Yitzchak Avinu's birth, but in particular, he was named for laughter. So the Sfas Emes quotes his grandfather first, the Chidush HaRim, who has a pshat in that, but he says a different pshat. V'yitachin lomar, the bold in the middle. V'yitachin lomar, ki im she Yitzchak hayalo midas hayira. This is amazing. Ki im she Yitzchak hayalo midas hayira v'apachar. It's true that Yitzchak Avinu was pachad Yitzchak, right? He was the one who represents fear and awe. That was Yitzchak Avinu. That's what his midah was. That was his main trait, his main character. Even so, says Sfas Emes, and you'll see it's more than that in a second, Yuchal Lihios, it just might be Shelohaya Nikar Alpanav Rak Simcha V'chedva. That when you looked at Yitzchak Avinu, all you ever saw was happiness, was excitement, was joy, was simcha. What do you mean? He was fearful, he was in awe, he was the Ari Shemaim, he was Pachad Yitzchak. No. Ki Be'emes, Ein Misha Yismach Be'olam. There is no one who is happy in the world. Rak, no one is as happy as a person, Misha who Yare Hashem La'amito, as a person who really fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and listen to this clincher line, the Ein Lo Shum Pachad Acher. The happiest person in the world is someone who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would that be? Why would that be? So what the Sfas Emes here is saying is a story that the Rav used to tell as well. I put it for you in the source sheets here at the bottom. But the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, used to say that a psychologist once came to him and said, how could it be that on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, you daven, u'achein tein pachtecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put his fear, should instill his awe in the entire world? How could you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to instill everyone with awe and fear? We know, it's tangible, we do studies on this. People break down from fear. People who are scared and nervous, they don't function in their lifetime. It's a terrible disease to have, to be in fear all the time. So why would we daven of v'chein tein pachta? You should give us your fear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you want people to be fearful? And the Rav said such an amazing answer, which is exactly what Sfas Emes said. He said, no. Im yifachid ha'adam me'alokim. If a person fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chein tein pachta, if you get that bracha of Yiras Hashem, yasuru mimenu kol pachadav hashonim ha'achirim. We fear a million things. We're worried about our parnasa. We're worried about our family. We're worried about our health. We're worried about crossing the street in case a car shit does. We're worried about everything that happens in our lives. We're so nervous. If we were worried about every little thing, we wouldn't be able to function. That's the truth. Says the Rav, the one fear that can solve all other fears is if we have Yiras Hashem. If we have Yiras Shemayim, if the only thing we fear is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything else dissipates. Everything else disappears. Because there's only one thing to fear, the cause of everything, the one who brings everything. And there's only one person to daven to, and there's only one person to be worried about. What person? Supernatural being to worry about that's going to either take care of us or not. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras Hashem doesn't cause a person to live befachad and be always tittering and always walk around nervous and crunched over. No. Hunched over? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is what solves all other fears and takes away all the other fears. That's what the Sfas Emes says here. Yitzchak Avinu was Pachad Yitzchak. He was the ultimate Yiras Shemayim, Yari Shemayim. He had all the Yiras Shemayim and we benefit from the fact that he gave us that midah. But the fact that he was a Yari Hashem La'amito, Ein Lo Shum Pachad Acher. That's what allowed him to absolve himself of all other fears and concerns in the world. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu was probably the same person who was a Yari Shemayim and Pachad Yitzchak, was probably the most smiley, happiest person in the world. And that's why his name is Yitzchak. That's why it's Tzchok. Because the very Yiras Shemayim that he contained, that he represented, was what gave him this midah of being able to be tzochik, of being able to be happy and pleasant and jovial. You find by Gedolim, sometimes you find Rabbanim, who are so uptight and so worried all the time, and sometimes it's because of their tzidkus, and sometimes it's because they need to work on themselves also. That could be too by some Rabbanim, that's true. Everyone has to work on themselves. But some of the greatest Gedolim you find, the smile on their face speaks more even than everything else they do. When I am around Rav Shechter, there's no feeling of, I'm nervous in front of him because he's such a gadol and I don't want to say the wrong thing and I want to act properly, but there's no feeling of this uptight, you know, nerve-wracking experience. He's happy, he's smiling, he's telling stories, telling jokes. Think of the pictures of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Is there a smile bigger than Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's smile in those pictures that we have of him? Because a true Yari Shemayim, a true Pachad Yitzchak is also a Yitzchak. He's also tzochik. He also has that ability to be happy because nothing else stares him. Nothing else is making him concerned in his life. And we'll end with this. The Sfas Emes has a beautiful textual pshat over here in the last bold part. V'yitachin lomar sheYishmael ratza lihidamos elav bebechinas haSimcha. It's likely that Yishmael saw Yitzchak and he said, this guy is such a simcha zechaim. He's so happy. I want to mimic that. I want to be like that. Aval Sarah haNeviya, Sarah, who was a Neviya, saw yada lahafrish shel haSimcha zo ma'osa. She was able to notice and distinguish between a true simcha of simcha zechaim of mitzvos of Yiras Shemayim and a simcha of someone who wanted to do averos like Yishmael. Lachein amra lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak. Therefore, she told Avram Avinu, Yishmael cannot be yoresh us with Yitzchak. So understand, just say, this son, Yishmael, lo yirash, he shouldn't get a Yerusha. Why lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak? So say lo yirash im bini. But why are you spelling it out im bini im Yitzchak? So she says that, so the Sasam says that's the pshat that Sarah was trying to convey. He's not going to be yorish im bini im Yitzchak because he's not the true Sameach. Yitzchak is the true Sameach because he has the Yerush Shemayim, because he's a tzaddik, because he's someone who recognizes HaKadosh Baruch in the world. That, a Yitzchak can be yorish me. But lo yirash bini Yishmal im Yitzchak. He's going to be yorish. He's not going to have that trait of real simcha through Yerush Shemayim. And therefore, he's not going to be able to yorish me with Yitzchak, who represents that simcha through the Yerush Shemayim. And b'siyat Shemayim, we should all be zocha, through tapping into Avraham Avinu, to gain the midos that he gave to us through the Nisyonos, and through tapping into Yitzchak Avinu to gain the midos that he gave us of Yiras Shemayim and of Simcha, to live lives filled with Yiras Shemayim, which leads to a life of Simcha. We should internalize that and recognize that. And Emir Hashem, through learning these parshios, we should learn the midos of the Avos and try to gain from them and grow from them as well. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.